Grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Well, the revelry of Christmas is, for the most part, now over. We've opened our presents and visited with family. We've had some time away from work, I hope, and enjoyed relaxation. And if you're like me, a ton of football and basketball. You've made your New Year resolutions and hopefully are looking forward to what 2017 will bring. As we gather this morning, we do so on a special day. One, we only celebrate when a Sunday falls on January 1st. On this day, we celebrate the name of Jesus. On this day, we remember that Jesus was brought to the temple and dedicated, as was the custom of observant Jewish families at the time. And we are reminded that Jesus lived a life that was religious in nature, and that the faith life of his family shaped his upbringing and his days. In a real sense, brothers and sisters, Jesus was not unlike us. Our lives are lived by the light of and in the shadow of our faith. We worship, we serve, we learn, we enjoy fellowship with each other, not unlike Jesus. We seek to grow closer to God. We seek to find out how God is a part of our everyday lives. We seek to understand how best to live as followers of God, not unlike Jesus. And we do this, interestingly, in the name of Jesus. You see, when you were baptized, you were named and claimed by the love and spirit of Jesus. You were renamed, or better yet, let's say you were given an additional name, the name Christian. And at your baptism, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. So our faith lives, born from baptism, are intrinsically, from the beginning of our life of faith, when we are adopted into the Christian family through our baptism, our lives are intrinsically tied to the name of Jesus. And this reality, brothers and sisters, should both strengthen you and also make you nervous. The lesson that we did not read today, since we are in fact, worshiping on New Year's Day, but is the reading that is assigned often for the second Sunday of Christmas, is from the Gospel of Matthew. And it tells a harrowing story. You may recall that the wise men had come and had sought to find the baby king, and they went to King Herod. And King Herod, being in fear for his own power, and because he was subsequently tricked by the wise men, ruthlessly assents to murder all the children under the age of 2 in and around Bethlehem. It's like it's pulled from the front page of our own newspapers. Substitute Bethlehem for Aleppo. Not exactly the Christmas story that we all long for, is it? You know, I don't remember seeing a Hallmark Christmas special on TV about the killing of the innocents. The truth is, when we hear this story, we get a bit of a reality check. We remember that to follow this Jesus is not for the faint of heart. You see, if you want an easy, no stress, no drama faith, then Christianity is not it. If you want the peaceful babe in the manger and the shepherds being serenaded with angelic choruses, you will also need to accept the Middle Eastern Joseph, Mary, and Jesus fleeing into Egypt as refugees from genocide. We can't simply embrace the beauty of that silent night without the awful reality of mothers weeping at the death of their newborns. Christianity is a faith whose symbol is an instrument of death. Christianity is a faith that calls its adherents to deny themselves and to take up said cross. Christianity is a faith that challenges the simple sentimentality of Christmas, reminding us that the powers that be, as evidenced in King Herod's despicable cowardice, that the powers that be will do everything in their power to defeat this Jesus of ours. Yes, friends, to follow Jesus is not for the easily distracted nor the comfortable. But if your lives are like mine, I wonder if this is exactly who we have become. Easily distracted and comfortable. Easily distracted by the politics of our nation, the divisiveness of our recent presidential election. Easily distracted by our little games, the NFL and the college football playoffs, youth sports of all kinds, and the ever-present Candy Crush on Facebook. Easily distracted by the entertainment options available to us of the brand new video games and the PlayStation 4, the reality TV and the hundreds of stations that can occupy our time, and of course the blockbuster movies that we just have to pay $12.95 a person to see. Comfortable in our warm homes, our designer clothes, our safe neighborhoods, comfortable in our affluent lifestyles, our weekend getaways, and our ever-ballooning bank accounts and retirement funds, comfortable in our non-threatening religion, our no-accountability discipleship, and our non-disruptive faith. Yeah, if we are going to claim the name that we have been given at baptism, the name of Jesus, we cannot sit idly by, seemingly secure in our understanding that we have a right belief. No, we are called to live differently, alternatively. We are called to live with eyes wide open, with ears attuned, and hearts unafraid of the realities of our world that seek to supplant and replace the kingdom of Jesus. And make no mistake, Jesus' kingdom is under siege. In fact, ever since he was born, it's always been that way. This is not a new phenomenon as much as those in our world will try to tell us it is. It is not new. That is precisely what the story from Matthew, the heartbreaking story of the slaying of the innocents, tells us. Is that from the very moment he was given the name Jesus, any and all powers in our world, the powers of the nation, the power of ideology, the power of politics, the power of economy, the power of selfishness and fear, and many, many others seek to supplant the kingdom of Jesus. Perhaps they don't do it explicitly, but by their very nature, their desire for the accumulation of power in our world, they do so. They do so all of them. For this reason, Christians over the years have sought to remove themselves from the influence of the world, or at least try to do so. For the rest of us, however, we must tepidly navigate the turbulent waters of regular life, seeking to remain true to the name of Jesus that we have been given. To do so, we will need not only the power of Jesus, but we will also need the friendship and fellowship of those who seek to walk this same path with us. You will need each other. You will need each other despite your differences. You will need each other despite all the ways that you may look different or vote different or pull for different teams or live in different areas or value different things. If you're seeking to claim the name of Jesus, you see another who is doing the same, they are your friend. I am sure that you all have made some kind of resolution for the new year, at least in the privacy of your own thoughts. Maybe it's better health, better relationships, better money management, better professional acumen, better grades, whatever. Well, along with whatever you are hoping to accomplish in 2017, I pray that each of you will consider taking the name of Jesus more seriously in your life. In fact, I'm inviting you to claim the name of Jesus. In all aspects of your life, may the name of Jesus shape your personal life. The name of Jesus shape the life and the relationship within your family. May the name of Jesus shape you in your profession. May the name of Jesus shape your finances. May the name of Jesus shape your politics. For here's the thing about you and me claiming the name of Jesus. Whenever we do that, we must always remember that when we are claiming the name of Jesus, we are claiming the name of one who has already claimed us. We are claiming the name of one who is, from the very beginning, familiar with tragedy, with struggle, and with pain that is so much a part of our lives. For Jesus' name is one that virtually from the moment he received it, lived amidst fear and uncertainty, disappointment, injustice, and unimaginable burdens. Yet this name of Jesus is also the name that after the dust settled at the empty tomb, when the stone was rolled away, it was that name and that name alone that was still standing and is still standing and honored and adored to this day, and particularly on this day. This is the name, Jesus, in whom countless disciples throughout the ages have found strength amidst tragedy, purpose amidst uncertainty, hope amidst fear. This is the name of Jesus, in whom countless disciples throughout the ages have found forgiveness amidst shame, new possibilities amidst failure, life-giving comfort amidst heart-breaking loss. This name, the name of Jesus, is the truest power in our world. And this name has been given to you in your baptism fully, freely, and for all time. Receive it, embrace it, and live it. Claim the name of Jesus. Claim the name. Amen.